Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, the criminal prosecutions in the Flint water crisis are just starting to make their way into the courts. This week, Dr. Eden Wells, the state's medical officer, was supposed to begin a preliminary hearing to determine whether or not her case would go to trial. But then prosecutors announced that they're going to add more charges, including involuntary manslaughter. That pushed her exam back to next month. There are 13 defendants who have not yet pled guilty to the charges against them. Is this process moving too slowly, or as long as it's moving, does the timing even matter?
Well, there's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. There are people who have charged that Attorney General Bill Schuette, who is aggressively running for governor and needs to distance himself from the Snyder administration, is engaging in political prosecution. There are other people, both conservatives and liberals, who really question prosecuting sort of bureaucrats with this kind of thing and think it might have a chilling effect on people just making decisions in general, not the emergency managers, but folks who are appointed. I think Eden Wells has a special problem because she's accused of obstruction of justice and, I think, lying to a police officer. But the fact that these are being strung out, I think, is good for nobody.
And it pushes it, regardless of intention or not, it pushes the trials into an election year for the governor's race.
Well, that's right. And while, again, Schuette has to distance himself from Snyder, there are other people who think that reminding people about Flint isn't good for any Republicans.
Jack, there's talk in Lansing that the state legislature may pass a measure to prevent towns and cities from regulating short-term vacation rentals. Some neighbors who live in their homes say the places next door that are rented out for a week or two at a time become a nuisance. But other people say owners should be able to do whatever they want with their properties. Is the state right to step in here?
It was an interesting and remarkable philosophical shift. It used to be Republicans were in favor of local control and Democrats were in favor of the center telling everybody what to do. And people now say, ironically, that Republicans are in favor of local control except when they're not. And they're not in favor of any local entities doing anything that is ideologically at odds with what Republicans want to do. And I think this is a rather disastrous and stupid idea. There are a lot of places that have short-term rentals. I have a hut in Charlevoix where there's a lot of those and it's necessary. But there are other places that it might spoil the character of the town. Indeed, you might not want somebody coming in and renting a place for 5 days and leaving beer cans all over the place.
And Jack, this is part of a broader discussion of, as you alluded to, the state versus local control in government and who has authority. For example, the legislature passed a law last year prohibiting communities from regulating plastic grocery bags, and the argument there being that it prevents a patchwork of rules and regulations from developing across Michigan. Where do we stand on this face-off of state versus local authority? Is it more common now, and where should we draw the line?
Well, I'd like to pick all the plastic discarded grocery bags out of my shrubs and deposit them in the mailboxes of certain Republican legislators. I think this is a case of Republicans who are anti-environmentalists trying to prevent communities, principally Ann Arbor, from enacting these sorts of legislation. God knows what would have happened if they'd been around when we were trying to get the bottle bill in the 70s passed. It required a deposit on bottles, and that cleaned up our highways considerably. So, again, this is a big ideological issue, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out long term.
There's something new at Northern Michigan University in Marquette this fall. The school is offering a medicinal plant chemistry degree. The plant in question is marijuana, although they'll learn about others as well. The medical marijuana business is booming in the U.S., and Northern Michigan clearly saw an opportunity here. And the program combines sciences with marketing and finance courses. But full disclosure, the students won't actually get to grow any pot. I'm guessing that might hurt enrollment a bit in some circles.
Well, I don't know. I don't know of any sex education course that provides people with access to intimacy, but they seem to find it pretty well on their own. And I think that one thing I've never been worried about was college students' ability to find marijuana.
Jack, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at 7:45.